Apple finds itself in Beijing's crosshairs over a tracking app. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrations have become a highly sensitive topic for the Chinese government. This week, the NBA found itself in hot water over a team manager's tweet. Jewelry maker Tiffany had to pull one of its advertisements. Now Apple has removed a Hong Kong map app used by protesters after Chinese state media said it, quote, helps rioters. Fraser Howie, author of Red Capitalism, explains why it seems companies are being more heavily scrutinized in China.
I think they feel particularly vulnerable at the moment because, of course, the Hong Kong protests are very high profile. They strike right to the heart of China. China is very keen to always manage the message. I think it's often been this way. I think the big difference this time is the NBA. Ultimately, the NBA is a US league. The teams are in the US and it has a lot of fans in China. And so therefore, it does also have much greater power to push back on the Chinese government rather than just roll over as many companies generally do.
So if you're a Western brand, then how do you continue doing business in China in this particularly vulnerable time?
This is the problem that many brands have asked themselves already, have had to deal with, and they just try as best they can. And largely, they live in hope that one of their employees or one of their adverts or whatever it may be doesn't run afoul of the Chinese or of the state media or whatever. But it's very difficult for them. There is no safe ground because China is very sensitive about so many topics.
So is there a point at which this could lead brands to leave the country or stop advertising for a time in China?
I certainly think they would stop advertising potentially to try and keep a low profile. Ultimately, if you're a commercial entity, you're going to sell to whoever wants to buy your product. China is a growing market for many companies. There is a large consumer base there. No company is going to willingly walk away from it and say, I'm not going to sell to China. Apple, it's got almost a cult following. It's seen as a status symbol. And if you want that status, you'll probably still buy it. There may be some short-term dip, but ultimately the quality products are going to be bought by people.
Fraser Howie, co-author of Red Capitalism. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's do the numbers. China's CSI 300 and the Shanghai Composite Index both closed 0.8% higher on hopes of a breakthrough in the trade impasse during fresh talks in Washington today. Meanwhile, Japan and South Korea have agreed to meet at the WTO to try and resolve their trade spat. And the UK economy has avoided recession, growing by 0.3% in the 3 months to August, solidly beating expectations. Here's a question for you. When was the last time you stopped at an ATM? Me? I go every Sunday before heading to my local farmer's market. But in the U.S., ATM fees have hit a record high. Data shows consumers are willing to travel further distances just to avoid the charges. Here in the U.K., though, some people don't have a choice but to face a longer journey to their nearest cash point. That's because 600 ATMs are pulled out of service every month, according to new research. And while the machines are still common in cities like London, the decline makes access to cash much more challenging for people in rural towns and villages, like this woman who lives in Wales.
My name's Michelle Fowler. I'm 57. We had three banks. Then, unfortunately, everything has now closed. My local bank now is a 30-mile round trip. It's not just me having to do this. It's all the catchment area that has to do it. So if they are going down to the nearest bank, then that's where they're going to pick up their loaf of bread or get their hair done. You know, it has a huge effect. I'm old-fashioned. I do like to deal in cash myself, but I think it is definitely pushing to be cashless because even when we go to the bank now, the cashiers at the bank encourage us to use the machines rather than use their services.
While this sound is becoming much less common in rural areas, it's hard to walk even a few blocks in London without running into a cash point. So why the mismatch in ATM availability? The BBC's Kevin Peachy is here to explain. Good morning, Kevin.
Hello.
So what's caused the ATM shortage in the UK?
Well, it's all about money. The very thing that these ATMs dispense. There's a bit of a three-way struggle going on in Britain between banks, the ATM operators that they pay, and the organisation that oversees the network. And the backdrop of all this is that cards, digital payments are being used rather than cash. So banks simply want to pay less in fees to the operators. Now, the operators say, The less used ones are uneconomic, so they're getting rid of them, and often they're in the rural areas.
In the US, ATMs from banks you don't have an account with charge consumers per transaction. Here in the UK, though, many ATMs are free. Is that part of the problem, is that banks just aren't making money?
It's certainly part of the debate, because the biggest operators say lower fees from banks mean that they're going to start charging consumers to use these ATMs. There's a wider issue here as well about what is an ATM actually for? Is it just simply a cash dispenser, or in many other countries they're used for lots of different things? So Portugal, for example, you can make your tax and bill payments. You can even buy concert and cinema tickets. So 50 years after they're invented, the next generation of machines are much more like a service, a bank in a box, if you like. It's still going to be a long debate over how to get people to have cash in their hands if they want it, or how they can just move to a digital world if that's what they feel more comfortable with.
The BBC's Kevin Peachey, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's not concert tickets or movie passes, but it might still feel cool to take out a crisp new banknote from the ATM. Bonus points if it features a fresh design. Today, the Bank of England has revealed a new scheme for the £20 note here. It features the artist J.M.W. Turner, who was born in London and became famous in the 1800s for his romantic landscape paintings. Let us know what your favorite design is on the latest banknote in your town. We're at the hashtag BBC Marketplace on social media all day. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.